Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. Leeds United, Liverpool, Monday night game and the quest for top four, third place, whatever, is on. The Champions League is done. It will not be a thing for us this season, but the league is very much a thing that Liverpool need to put all their focus and effort into. And it's just simply, yeah, no more distractions here.
No.
More excuses, top four or failure.
Top four or failure, absolutely. It's as simple as that, isn't it, really? I mean, it's not a world that I wanted to be in, but we are here, and the side need to go out there and make sure that they're all playing Champions League football next season, to be quite honest with you, because Jürgen sort of alluded to it, didn't he, in one of his press conferences. Don't know whether it was post-Madrid or pre-Madrid or whatever. It's like, we need it for more reasons than footballing reasons as a football club. You know, yeah. The money side of things is massive. If we want to continue to attract the best players, then you do really have to be in the Champions League. If you want to keep your best players, then you have to be in the Champions League. It all starts this weekend, don't you? Yeah.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with that. We've got loads of things to discuss here. It's obviously Chris Pajak in the studio with me, Paul Machen, Ross Chanley and John Machen joining us for this one. We're going to be talking about Leeds United. We're going to be talking about who we play, who starts this game, who is on the bench, and a whole lot more as well. Before we do, yes, do go and check out the Super 6 YouTube channel. Chris Pajak starred on the Hold the L show this week, ranking the Premier League's best centre-halves of all time. Here's a little clip of that.
For me, like, Vidic is probably the third best Premier League centre-half for Manchester United. Yeah, I'd have Rio Ferdinand ranked number one. I'd have Jaap Stam ranked number two. And I'd have Nemanja Vidic ranked number three. Now, I can understand people wanting to place Vidic above Stam because of how many trophies he won there. I think that Ferdinand and Vidic partnership is what made that Manchester United so great, and that's why I think I've ranked Virgil van Dijk above Vidic, is simply from the fact that, you know, I think a lot of players could have played alongside Rio Ferdinand and Manchester United won leagues. And that's not to take away anything from Vidic, because I think he was fantastic, I really do. But I don't think he would have had the impact on his own in the same way that maybe a Virgil van Dijk has had the impact at Liverpool Football Club.
Yep, good fun.
It was, actually. I mean, I did say during the show, I think they've got the list completely wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that Rio Ferdinand's not in that list.
Yeah.
And yet, the third best Man United centre-half, as the clip probably shows there, in my opinion, was ranked in one of the top five.
Yeah.
Go figure. Like, I mean, Rio Ferdinand and Jaap Stam, for me, were better players than Nemanja Vidic, because I got to watch him play against Liverpool and get sent off like three times. yeah. And Torres scored loads of goals. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go and check out that show. We'll put the link in the description underneath. Go through, leave a comment, leave a like on there, and show some support for Chris Pajak as well. And there's a little poll on their community
tab. Do it now.
So make sure you vote for anyone but Chris. We've yet, either of us has yet to hold.
I don't
the
like
L.
that. No. I don't want to spread your votes around. I want it focused Flav. On Akeem, please.
Well, Flav's got like had 52% of the
Flav
vote
voted
so far
for Virgil van Dijk. So Akeem, yeah.
Okay.
Akeem, because we don't vote against Virgil.
Okay, sounds. Okay.
He had Virgil ranked as number one because he wanted to join up with our fan base.
Oh, right.
It was tactical and it's clearly working, because I'm now here saying don't vote for Flav.
He's miles away with losing that, but losing it at this point. Yeah, Hakeem was on 20%. I voted for Hakeem. He was on 25%. Flav was on 52% of the vote when I checked this morning.
He voted for Virgil?
Yeah.
It was the
people just don't like Flav. Clearly, that's what it is. Anyway, just make sure that you don't vote for Chris in that and all that, and it'll be good. But yeah, go over there and leave a like and all that stuff. That'd be great. Right, Liverpool Leeds. We can't talk around anymore, Dad. there's nothing but big games remaining. You know, some of them are big games on paper, some of them are less so, but regardless of this fact, you know, we've managed to get ourselves, we've dragged ourselves back into some semblance of form. But it's all for nothing if we don't, because, you know, you can take Champions League disappointments on the chin, you can lose, you can get knocked out of Real Madrid any season. But we're now in a situation where, as Chris pointed out at the top line here, if we don't get into it again, there's no way to avenge that disappointment.
No, I mean, every season recently, we'd have looked at these remaining games and say, we've only got one tough game, and that's at Old Trafford. Yeah. The rest of them are, you know, just cannon fodder for us. But unfortunately, this season, every single one of them is a tough game. We could lose any of them on the way we play. And we've got to hope that some of the spark we've shown in recent weeks, it will carry us through to, because we need to win every game to be guaranteed, I think. And you know, we can't say anymore, oh, we've got a really bad defence and it's knocked on into midfield and, you know, how the hell are we supposed to play properly? I mean, the defence is fine. You know, we haven't got the greatest centre-backs in the world, but they're doing a decent job.
Yeah.
The midfield, we have all our good players available. Apart from Henderson, everyone else is available to play. I mean, Ox came on against Real Madrid, like a 10-minute cameo, looked really back to his best in terms of pace, you know, and ability. So we've got competition for places. We've got everything there if we just get our act together.
Yeah. We're not our best selves, Ross, and I think, you know, it should go without saying, unless you're just joining us and Liverpool, you know, for the first time today, this is not the best version of Liverpool. But it's my dad's point spot on there. You know, and they've been mitigating circumstances all season long. They've contributed to us being in the position that we're in. But now there's just the games that are left to be played, there are the points left to be played for, and the players that we've got available to us. And, you know, we're not in it. We're not battling for the title and we're not battling for the European Cup. So we don't need to be a perfect team. We don't need to have 11 world-class players on the field. You know what I mean? We don't need a team full of born, proven winners. You don't need that to finish in the top four, to finish third or fourth. But we do need to see that level of endeavour, I think, that we showed against Real Madrid and that we've seen in recent weeks. That is the bar. That is the bare minimum bar. If we fall beneath that, we will not finish in the top four. If we at least maintain that standard, we give ourselves every chance.
Yeah. All of that and perfect results. Otherwise, like John says, it's just not going to happen. And there's a lot going on around us, but we need to focus on ourselves right now. And I'll just echo what I said in the final word. If we play like we did in the first 45 minutes of that game, or certainly an hour of Real Madrid in the second leg, I think we'll be fine, you know, as long as we sit the ball on the back of the net and do that. But, you know, the bigger picture of that was you can play with that intensity without fans. You can play, because that was do or die. That game was do or die. Every game that we've got left now is do or die. And don't, then we're not going to make top four. We're not going to win the Champions League. The repercussions of that are ridiculous in terms of finances or, you know, question marks and what goes on in the summer. But we need to get there. We need to go, you know, we've all said we pissed away a season. Like, top four, is success with everything that's gone on. Go and prove to all the fans that you can go out there and go and achieve that. You know, we've built on the defence, we've built a relationship with Kabak and Phillips. Good. We've got our choices in the field, like John said, but Leeds are no mugs. Like, I'm quite nervous for this game. You know, they're gonna match us for intent, they're gonna match us for runners, like till the dying seconds. They just beat in Manchester City. They've had a week off, they had a man sent off in that game as well. Their confidence is gonna be through the roof, and they're thinking, you just run your arses against Real Madrid. Fine, bring it on.
It's one of them. The Leeds are a challenge. They gave us a hell of a game at the start of the season, and that was with Virgil van Dijk in the team, who had a little bit of a stinker in that match, lest we forget.
Well, they also showed everybody our weaknesses, if you remember. Was it Harrison's goal was the ball over Trent Alexander-Arnold, the cut inside and the finish? That, unfortunately, showed everyone else how to score against Liverpool this season. And, you know, we were able to go on and of course, get the victory and stuff. But they're no mugs. Like, they lose a lot of games. They win a lot of games. I think, am I right in saying they've won 14, lost 14?
Well, what's and interesting, they've got a zero goal difference.
Yeah. They're 10th. They're exactly halfway in the league with winning as many games as they've lost and drawing three maybe in the middle and zero goal difference. It's perfect. Like, you couldn't get... That's a middle of the road team, isn't it?
It shows you the points there, though, because this is why it's a mad game, is that You've got a very good chance of beating Leeds United because you're 10th for a reason, but that also you don't know what Leeds is going to turn up. Because as we said, we were sat here last week with that City Leeds game on. It was on in the background, and we were giving it a half sort of attention, and we were like, oh, this is the point at which Man City just do
Man City, the best team in the world against 10 men. I said, this is going to be 4-0 or 4-1, I think, maybe something like that.
But Leeds did what, you know, they capitalised on maybe a fatigued Manchester City side, a side that was rotated as well. Well, you know, it shows that, and again, as Ross mentioned, with 10 men, we'll talk about who we pick individually after the break, but it shows that you can't afford to take your eyes off this because, you know, yeah, you could rotate aside and beat Leeds, but there's every chance that, you know, even if you put your very best team out, Leeds give you a hell of a game.
Yeah, they do. And they've got their injury problems as well, I believe. I think their main centre-back is going to be out, isn't it? Is it Cooper? Something like that, I think, is going to be out.
Well, you featured on the LUTV, was it YouTube channel or TV channel this week? YouTube. Surely you should have all the insights.
I didn't really care what they were saying. I was there for my opinions on Liverpool. I didn't give a shit about Leeds.
Cooper was the guy who got sent off.
There you go.
Cooper was the guy who got sent off against Manchester.
He's missing then, that's injured. Same difference, you know what I mean? So he's missing three games. Could have been injured. He's been sent off, so he's missing. So they've got the problems there, haven't they, at centre-half? I think they've had a lot of centre-back partnerships throughout the course of the season, actually. So they're actually well-versed in having to play different centre-halves and stuff like that. They're a good side and they're going to press the hell out of us, mm-hmm. which is something that we kind of haven't had for a little while, you know, and that's going to probably pose its own challenges for us because most teams just sit off and Leeds will not sit off.
Yeah, I mean, they get to do the best of us, and you're right, the problem is you defend resolutely, you get men behind the ball, you're physical, you're scrappy, you compete for everything, and then you smash balls into channels over the top and chase it down with pace. It's every team's weakness with the exception of like Burnley and the classic Stoke and whatever, so no, they definitely will cause us problems, and they'll need to be at their best. Right, we're going to discuss who starts, who plays for the put on what we need to do in this football
Why
match.
Why is it not Burnley's weakness? Is it one of those classic, if you've got any strengths, you've not got any weaknesses?
It's more, you bash the ball into the channels and it just drops neatly at the feet of their fullbacks. Thanks very much, great. Bang, go straight back where it came from. Yeah, definitely.
The biggest game of footy tennis you've ever seen over the midfield as the net.
What a net in the middle of the pitch, yeah, definitely. Right, Sal, we have got a trivia question to test. It's a nice, easy one this week. I'm sure everyone will get it because you have to cast your mind back to the start of the season, and that didn't feel like it was 5 years ago, right? name the starting 11 that Liverpool put out in our 4-3 win over Leeds at the start of the season. Simple as that. We'll be back with the answer very shortly.
Graham Souness is the best player I've ever played with in my life.
Scoring two goals in two European Cup finals to lift the trophy twice, you know, it's a brilliant legacy, isn't it?
Absolute genius. Little Scouser from the Sultans who went on to do magical things for us.
Legend in all aspects of the game. When you're talking about someone like Steve Highway, that's the word.
He was a forerunner of the modern footballer, Kevin Keegan. I think he fit perfectly in the modern world.
I don't think there's ever been, and I don't think there ever will be, a bigger figure in Liverpool's history than Kenny Dalglish.
I tell you, we played some good stuff that day. We really did. But, a fantastic relief and, when the final whistle went.
I just did a little jump. Terrible. Terrible celebration. One of the worst ever. Nobody's ever done it since, by the way. That's the jump.
Yes, check out Cop Chronicles episodes 1-6 of the first series are streaming now on the redmentv.com. We've actually got a bit of a feature on that. I sat down with the director, Tom Dutton, and that's going to be going out this weekend on the YouTube channel, so keep your eyes peeled for that. So if you're not sold on just the sizzle reels and you want to know a little bit more about it, the motivations and some of the insight in that, we did a great bit on the podcast on it, but we've also got a bit of a sit down that's coming out. It's going out there Friday night on the YouTube channel, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Starting 11 from our 4-3 win at Leeds United. Chris Page, do you want to take a run at it?
Alisson. Trent.
Just checking, didn't have him on the screen there. That's fine.
Yep. Gomez.
Yep.
Van Dijk.
Yes.
Robertson.
Yes.
Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Yes.
Henderson.
Yep.
Wijnaldum.
Yes.
Kate. Pater.
Yes, get in, Chris Pajak. If you got that all, you've all researched that very well, just like Chris. Thank you so much. Yeah, give a like on the video if you got that right. If you got it wrong, give a like on the video as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, big question then, Dad. James Milner going up against his boyhood team. There's a chance that he, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether he'll end up there before his career ends. He's been brilliant. He was brilliant against Madrid. He's added something to the midfield that we've definitely lost in the absence of Jordan Henderson. But he's 35 years old. Does he keep his place in the midfield or the team for you?
I think so, just about. I mean, it's a long way off the Leeds game, isn't it? So he's got time to recover.
Yeah.
I would almost tend to think we should play the same 11 every game for till the rest of the season, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure Milner will play every game, but he certainly will play some of them.
Yeah.
And then it's a question of whether Thiago plays with Fabinho, which is what I would do, or whether he, you know, throws in the Milner, Wijnaldum, Fabinho axis.
It's tough because, Ross, the challenge that we've got facing us between now and the end of the season is that, you know, it was mentioned by my dad earlier on, you know, United are the only, you know, top, in inverted commas, team that we've got. There are a bunch of teams that on paper you're meant to beat, but actually they're teams that we've really struggled against this season to a variety of degrees. There might be a temptation to go with the tried and tested. So by all means, put Milner in there and go with the established front three, keep Jota and Thiago as bench options. But I don't know that... I don't think that necessarily solves the problems that we're going to be coming up against. We're still going to have far more games where our job is 90 minutes of breaking down the opposition. Even if Leeds isn't necessarily that game, I think it will have elements of it. People have got the blueprints on how to frustrate, draw with, and occasionally beat Liverpool now. So what do you do? Is this a chance now where you've had a bit of time? Do we start leading towards best foot forward, get the four main men up front and just go for it?
Possibly. I think it's different because it's Leeds, and I think it's also different in the sense of you touched on where they are in the league. They've got nothing to lose. So, you know, and the way that they play and the way Bielsa plays doesn't change. They'll go toe-to-toe with Liverpool. So I was tempted to say Thiago, but is Thiago a runner? Is Thiago going to get you up and down the pitch? You know, is he going to... We saw him last night. He came on, you know, I think it was one attack from Madrid and he was miles behind. Like, that's not to say he's crap, but I think he suits different games in that case. Will Milner and Genie get you that? Probably, yeah. But then you've got options off the bench. I think you take each game as it comes. Thiago was talking about different games. Man United are playing for that, for example, but I'm not sure whether I'd do it for this. It's just a question of whether Monday's too soon for James Milner and Genie for me. I don't know what's going on with Keita. The only change I'd make is I think I'd play Jota. You know, whether that's like John said, is that Fabinho in there as well? You drop Bobby a little deeper. I don't know. You get the work rate out of Bobby, which I think could help us. But, you know, we also need goals. I mean, I have a question. I'm playing the front four in case one of them fucking gets injured at the same time. But we need to fucking score goals to win games.
Yeah. The Thiago one's interesting for me because I agree with you, Ross, but then I counter myself as well and go, well, when everyone's pressing you, what more do you want than a lad who can turn someone straight away and play a pass? So there's pros and cons to each type of player in this fixture. Going back to the James Milner question, listen, I told you we'd let you play at Leeds in the Premier League. This is your fucking one game because you're not going anywhere next year, son. That's the reason James Milner's playing at Elland Road in the Premier League for Liverpool. Yeah. I'd probably start James Milner. I think he deserves to start. I think we got worse when we took him off against Madrid, to be honest with you. That's enough for me.
Yeah. The one little thing you were just tinkering with a side before ahead of the starting 11 prediction show, and you toyed with the left back.
Yeah, I think Robertson needs a rest. I think Salah needs a rest. I don't know whether you can, but like John, I want to see pretty much the same team between now and the end of the season. But just like John, I don't think you can. So maybe this is the game where you do change it once with a view to I'm going to play them all as much as I can for the end of the game. And it's the last sort of midweek game. So it's the last sort of three games in 8-day period. I think the rest here means that you can then, I don't think we're going to see Tsimikas. Maybe you see Milner at left back.
Yeah.
Maybe. Would you? I mean, everyone else has had a rest. Jota's had a rest. Mane's had a rest. Firmino's had a rest. Salah's ploughed on. Like, there's a reason. He's our best player.
He's the only one who scores goals.
He's literally the only one who scores goals as well. But he needs a rest. Yeah. Like, I think a rest will do him good, and we might see a better Mo Salah between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, it's tough because I think Klopp likes to reward people who deserve to be rewarded, and I think for the shift that was put in by that team, it wouldn't shock me, Dad, if he just went with the same starting 11 again, you know, from the starting against Real Madrid and goes with a similar sort of thing. But I don't know. I don't know if that sends the right message to Jota, and it sends the right message to Mane in particular.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. As Chris said, you know, Bielsa found a way to get at us, which everyone saw as a blueprint for the way to beat us. And it'd be interesting to see whether Klopp comes up with his own tactical switch to counter that, because pretty much, you know, Bielsa will do the same. So, obviously that will determine who he plays. I mean, on any of them, there's only six or seven games to the end of the season. Who needs a rest?
Yeah.
You know, get out there and play. I mean, Mo Salah, let him rest when he's dead.
Yeah. No, true. But Salah will have
not on our time, Mo.
No, Salah will have no time for the rest of the thing. Really. He's come this far and he's got a golden boot to win. That's where his focus. That's where his focus will be. But it's on the other ones really. And like Jota, you know, he's actually not been. You know, he's not been as impactful the last couple of games. Mane's
a bit of adrenaline
just
coming back from injury. Yeah. We see that a lot.
Mane's in a bit of a hole at the moment. Bobby Firmino's been sparkling. So for me, Firmino, he got subbed off as well. So I think he's got. There's no reason why Bobby doesn't start this game. It's just that again, do we go 4-2-3-1? And if we do, I've got no problem with it being Fabinho and Thiago as the two, and then go put the other lads up front. I think that's as good as anything. But do we want to? Are we going to match Leeds' aggression in the middle of the park? And if that's the case, then put Milner in there and go for that. I like Milner, Thiago actually, because I think the point's right. Look at what Real Madrid were doing to us in the first game. We were trying to press, but you beat press by being able to go shoulder to shoulder when you need to. But you're right, being able to play your way out of tricky situations, so your best ball playing players at sometimes is definitely the right thing. It's an interesting thing
that Leeds do, very similar to Manchester City in this regard, and they do it really well. Liverpool at their absolute best do it really well as well, is teams who press out the pitch force other teams to go wide. And we've always done it to Manchester City. And when they started to get, I think, the better of us in games was when they actually got working down the wings really well. Leeds did it really well. They play it out from the back. They'll play it to the right back under pressure, and they'll play the ball inside to the midfielder. It's the midfielder who comes on to their midfielder that's the most important player. So someone like a Milner or a Fabinho in that situation, when they play out from the press, is probably really important for Liverpool.
Excellent. Let's have a look at what's going on then around the weekend's fixtures. So Chelsea actually don't play till Tuesday because they've got an FA Cup game, which I'd completely forgotten was a thing. Both Leicester and Chelsea are in FA Cup action this weekend. So Friday night, Everton versus Spurs. Everton are just a dire mess, aren't they? Always and forever.
They've had no Calvert-Lewin either. I don't know why he was missing the last game. I don't know whether it was injury. He's picked up a red card. I've no idea.
He
didn't look the same without
you
him.
Would fancy Spurs to take everything from Everton there at Goodison Park. Newcastle.
Saying that Spurs are in a mess as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the one, isn't it?
Mourinho's fighting for his job.
You see, someone got Dele Alli on a live stream saying, touch your cap if you're Mourinho out. Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
He could have been touching his cap and they've put the comments on, but either way, caught in 4K, my friend.
Caught in 4K. Newcastle hosting West Ham, Dad, you know, on paper, West Ham should walk that, but it's got the hallmarks of the kind of game where if West Ham are going to stumble and they're going to fall out of the top four race, this is actually the kind of games where you do it when you're not quite at the level to be in the top four.
Yeah, a few games ago, Newcastle hit rock bottom, didn't they? And they've sort of come back up, oddly. And I think Newcastle are much more difficult this weekend than they would have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can I just say, can West Ham just bore off, please? Yeah. Like, do you know what
Thanks
I mean?
Thanks for playing West Ham. But that, you're great. You've had your fun. Now get off.
The thing about West Ham is they're losing players as well, aren't they?
Good.
I think Antonio's injured now and Rice is gone. Yeah. So that'll start to tell eventually.
Newcastle getting players back as well. I think Maxman came on against Burnley. You know, he got a player kicked in the face and they still won, beat Burnley 2-1. So with the confidence for them and the pressure that's around them, incredible. Hopefully they can just do his favour.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fingers crossed on that one. And then obviously the Saturday evening, you've got Chelsea hosting Man City in the FA Cup. Or is that, that'll be at Wembley, won't it, if it's the semi-finals? Big game for Chelsea, which obviously doesn't impact the league directly. But as I say, it does mean their game has moved back to the Tuesday, which will then have a knock-on impact to them. And they've got the Champions League looming. Just hopefully more games at this stage of the season will be too much to bear. And is there a point where they take their eyes off? I hope so. Leicester, I've got Southampton on Sunday in the FA Cup.
Dire form at the moment. They're going to win.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's one of those things. Is we had this brief chat, didn't we, Chris, about the Leicester thing. I think Leicester in particular, when you get your eyes on in sight of a cup, I think they've got the situation where they've got the hurt of last season of falling out of the top four late doors. They've now got a piece of silverware to play for, and they've got Liverpool breathing and Chelsea and West Ham breathing down the necks. They're the one I'm looking at them. They're like, in terms of like survival of the fittest, picking off the.
Oh, you're on
of
the Serengeti here.
Oh God, yeah. I'm looking. I'm like, I'm a giant cat wiggling its bum, ready to pounce.
Small wildebeest at the back that you've got your eye on.
Yeah. But that's it for Leicester. There'll come a point. We talk about these. I think Chelsea have got the squad to compete on multiple fronts. They've got, I mean, like Kai Havertz just turned up last week. It was like he's been there all season. He just went, I'm just going to turn up and be the Kai Havertz from last season. Yeah. Whereas Leicester, obviously, Iheanacho stepped up big time for them every week, but they are faltering.
Well, look,
a touch.
The big thing with Leicester at the moment for me is I don't really care what happens with regards to semi-final of the FA Cup. What's important is that we win our game because they're not playing.
Yeah.
And if a team is struggling with the pressure of being chased and also with the fears from what happened last season, losing out on the top four on the last day to Manchester United, being a point behind them or them having to win to go back ahead of maybe a Chelsea or something like that, that's big pressure and that's what they'll fold under.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, there's a chance that it to go above Chelsea. There's a chance to close the gap to a point on Leicester City before they next play. And that's what Liverpool's all about right now. And then, Chelsea play Brighton on a Tuesday, which you'd imagine they come away with, but you just don't know after the exertions. That's a big Champions League game, then a big FA Cup game, then you've got Brighton just rock up, and Brighton make things really awkward for teams.
If Brighton are a bit like us last night, actually, they play really good football, but they just never score goals, do they? Like, we're just a really, really good Brighton.
Such a good, just a good Brighton. So that is that. Let's have some score predictions. Dad, what do you think the score is going to be?
4-3.
Oh, again?
Why not?
Twice again. In the season.
Why not? Ross?
Yeah.
2-2.
Oh, yeah. 3-2 Liverpool.
Yeah, I'll take a 3-2, 4-3, why not? Big mad game of footy, loads of goals, loads of hard
as a box of frogs.
Yeah, just make us
score
really
goals.
Uncomfortable.
We're gonna score goals in the first half, you.
Yeah, all four, all right. and then threaten the collapse in the second, and then go ah. Get over that. Whatever it takes, Liverpool, just win another game of football. That's all we want, really. I don't care how we do it, just do it. Yes. Thank you. Big, big game. Nothing but big games between now and the end of the season. We are here with you guys all the way. If you want bonus content, you can become a YouTube member and get one bonus show every week, or you can subscribe on theredmentv.com and get an absolute ton, both podcast and video, and a whole suite of documentaries, features and interviews. It's a Liverpool streaming service just for you guys to keep you tidied over between games. There's also an amazing competition running for Club Legend subscribers. More details will follow at the end of the video. But yes, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me for this one. Thank you. Do check out the starting 11 prediction, and again that featurette on Cop Chronicles coming over the weekend. And yeah, we'll be back on Monday with the watch along. See you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.